The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos. Good morning, Otto.
John. Good morning, John. Always a pleasure to see you.
It is. Thank you. And we have a very, very special guest with us today. We have Risa Brofman, and Risa is with the JCC, and more specifically with the Nancy Marks Cancer Center. And Risa is going to tell us all about that. We're just going to have a general conversation. But most of the people listening to this show know I have cancer, and I've been having it, or having it, I've had it for X number of years, and did wind up going to the JCC, started maybe 2 years ago, I don't remember exactly, with the different groups. And they have a men's group, and then they have a metastatic group, and Risa's going to talk about them all. There is not a group at the JCC that is the most, that is not the most wonderful thing I've ever experienced in my life. Everybody's caring, from the staff all the way, and the participants, everybody wants to be there. So Risa, you got a wonderful, wonderful opportunity just to tell us about the JCC, because you're not hiding anything. This is just a wonderful organization, and you and Randy do such a tremendous job. I remember meeting you years ago, and you're always there for everybody to give help and support. And at this kind of a situation, when people have this, that's all they're looking for. You can't cure us, but at least if we know, we can reach out and there's somebody there to say, don't worry, I'm here for you. And the JCC does it. So thank you so much for taking your time. And now tell us about Risa.
Well, thank you so much, John. I appreciate the words that you said and just your wisdom, because you're right. Support means the world when someone's going through cancer. My name is Risa Brofman, and Otto and Christina and John, thank you and Project Independence for having me. And I'm the program coordinator at Nancy Marks Cancer Wellness Center. And the Nancy Marks Cancer Wellness Center is a place that cancer survivors like John can come and be with other people while they're going through their cancer journey. It's for all types of cancer, males and females, people that are initially diagnosed, going through treatment, through surgery, into end of life. And they could come and receive supportive services, services that will strengthen their mind, their body, their emotional state. And services that will carry over not only to them, but their family members, their caregivers, and could really make a difference in their well-being overall. And like John mentioned, we're a program of the JCC, and the JCC is located right in East Hills, off of Northern Boulevard and Forest Drive, and they're a robust community center. And they offer programs from the early childhood stage to the senior golden years. So like John said, like, you would walk into our place and you would see people from all walks of life there. You see people dropping off their kids, to people coming to use our health and wellness center, to our aquatic center. We have a beautiful lap pool. We have workout studios. And of course, the cancer center, where people could come, connect with each other, and receive our services.
So true. Risa, what I would like you to discuss is, and this is coming from Otto, to be honest with you, because Otto always tells people to reach out and come to an advisory meeting with Project Independence. See what it's like. If you don't want to stay, you go home, you never come back. The same thing goes for the programs at the JCC. There's no charge. You come, you join one of them. And at the end of the hour, half hour, 45 minutes, whatever the program happens to be, you don't have to come back. You know, you go about your business, and you know, nobody's going to torment you for anything, which is very important. But just, you know, one of the groups that I know I've been in with you is, and I never say the word right, metastatic?
Yes.
The Friday group.
Yes. Right. So we have a metastatic, advanced, and recurring cancer group, and that meets every Friday. And that's really for people that are dealing with late-stage cancer, that are dealing with recurrences, that are dealing with advanced cancer. And John, like you saw, people are getting together and they're talking to people about really sensitive topics, what they're going through, how it feels to have their cancer come back, what some of the side effects are, how they're dealing with telling their family members. And you know what? You'd think that it's only sorrow, you know, and only the bad stuff. But John, you know, like, people share their hope. They share their fight. They share their love. And they're also sharing education. They're sharing resources that they've gained from other hospitals, other doctors, other friends. What works when you're going through a difficult side effect? It's really empowering me. And believe it or not, like, the community gives to me, and it makes me stronger and makes me feel hopeful.
Okay.
During COVID, I would assume that the game has changed pretty dramatically. It has been virtual, I would assume. Or do you have live sessions now at this point?
Oh, you're absolutely right. The game has changed. John, you were there for some of it when the Cancer Center sprung into action. We really felt it was important at first to make sure that our community knew that we were there for them. So what we did was we made sure that we had a check-in call right away. And we said to people, look, get on this phone call. We didn't know if people knew Zoom yet. Get on this phone call, this conference call. It's easy. Dial in. Tell us how you're feeling. Tell us what you need. Tell us what you're scared of. Tell us what's working for you. And we did that right away to just assess the needs. And then we switched gears and we decided that every day we needed to send out an email communication to over 300 people and let them know that we are not going anywhere, that although there's a lot of unknowns, we're going to be there for you. And every day we let them know what kind of programs the Nancy Marks Cancer Wellness Center was hosting, what kind of programs the JCC was hosting. And then we also connected them with concrete services around food, around places that they could get educated, around social distancing, where to get masks, what other programs were out there just around learning about COVID. And then, Otto, we switched to virtual programs, all virtual programs, like some of the programs that I see you guys doing. Exercise was online, so people could connect in by Zoom. We had the Nancy Marks Cancer Wellness Center YouTube videos set up, so people that didn't want to do Zoom could actually just press a button, watch a videotape, and exercise at their own discretion. We set those groups that John's talking about, discussion groups, we put those on a virtual platform. And then we also offered individual counseling with Randy Height, who's the director of the Nancy Marks Cancer Wellness Center. She did that over virtual connections and then also over phone, and offered case management and connected people with all the services they needed. And I'll be honest with you, this was something new for the Nancy Marks Cancer Wellness Center. We were not virtual. People came in, they were walk-ins, they had appointments, they came to the groups, and we did everything in person. So we pivoted, and we're still doing that. We have only virtual programs right now from the Nancy Marks Cancer Wellness Center, and we're hopefully, you know, going to go do a hybrid eventually. But then the Sid Jacobson JCC does have in-person programming. People could come work out. People are coming to the center for the childhood programs. People are booking rooms to play basketball and take their kids swimming. And our seniors are doing virtual still, but our dementia program is up and running, and so is our special needs and our community engagement.
You know, the need for virtual, the ability to handle virtual is something that not everybody had when this started. And, you know, like Project Independence provides service where they have people actually try to teach somebody how to use Zoom. That's making an assumption, of course, that you have a tablet or a computer. And I was just wondering, how do you handle the people who are not ready or in the virtual world yet? You know, there's a lot of people out there who still haven't gotten there, if you will.
That's a good point. Actually, I was jealous because I saw that you had listed, this is pre-COVID, program for seniors, just helping them to use their iPhone and their iPad and all these shortcuts. And I wasn't of the age, so I couldn't take part in it. But I thought that was really fantastic. And I think some of our people could really benefit from that. What we actually did firsthand was just send out an email, make phone calls, and ask people, do you know how to do that? And personally, I spent a lot of time on the phone giving individual lessons on how to use Zoom, how to get on conference calls, how to turn their camera on, how to turn their camera off, how to fix their audio. So there was a lot of learning that was going on, but we really encourage people, wherever you are, we're going to meet you where you are, and we're going to try to teach you how to do this.
That's great. You know, as you know, before this show started, we had some fiddling around with the technical part of the show. So the bottom line is you can't mess it up. You can try to fix it, and somebody can help you fix it. And, you know, I always preach, as they well know, the need for seniors, golden seniors, whatever you want to call us, to get involved with that. It's not going away. If anything, what we've learned during COVID, like this show would not have been on if the adjustment wasn't made to using Zoom. You know, we would still be waiting for the studio to open, and there would have been a year and a month or whatever with nothing. So the need for seniors, I encourage to try to get involved with this, and don't be afraid of it, is very important. And particularly when you have needs like you're surviving cancer, and it would really help you to be able to reach out to people like you. You know, it's, you can't encourage it enough.
You know, I just want to jump in one quick thing. The town definitely adapted through Supervisor Bosworth, 1, 2, 3, because of COVID. But the JCC, the Nancy Marks, excuse me, program didn't skip a beat. And I do remember getting emails, getting phone calls. What are you doing? How are you doing? So nobody was left out in the dark because in-person meetings ended. Some places, they closed. And whoever was being taken care of, they didn't get a phone call. I mean, I got phone calls, I got emails, and you had an opportunity to make a decision. And you've helped very many people. And what you're saying, Otto, is so true. You have to be able to adapt. And it was a mark of a tremendous organization there at the JCC and a tremendous Project Independence that we put it together. And we got the radio program going, and we're doing a great job. And since I am talking, I'm going to continue talking and say we're going to take a break. So before we come back and continue with Risa, you're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.